Now, I found that a hit record is like a stew.
Talk shoe. Recorded live.
All the ingredients have to cook together just right. Otherwise, it's just soup. Not too early in the day for one of these, I hope.
I'm thirsty.
I'm not sure about this.
Well, it's a standard management contract. It says if I do my job, you guys make money.
How do we make money?
Yeah, how are you going to wrangle up some dances at roller rinks, Youth for Christ Jamboree?
Rock and roll shows in Steubenville, Youngstown, Pittsburgh, places like that.
Really?
Yeah. Pittsburgh? Steubenville?
Yeah. And how would you like to hear that thing you do on the radio?
Yeah, I'd love to. Sure.
Then leave it to me, and here's your guarantee. If I don't get this record going, and I mean serious radio airplay, inside of a week, 10 days at the most, we'll tear this up, and I'm no longer your manager.
I don't know. I'm reluctant to sign anything that has to do with my music.
What, are you crazy? A man in a really nice camper wants to put our song on the radio. Give me a pen. I'm signing. You're signing. We're all signing.
Hey, do you have something to drink beside here? Yeah, I think there's some soda under that blanket.
Hey, everyone. Welcome out to a very special edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. I almost called it the No Name Show. That's very sad. Just a little heads up. We're doing something a little different today. Instead of going the full normal route, which is, you know, having me and Jimmy go over to the show and talk about some stuff about what we were originally going to talk about. This whole week has been rather busy for all of us, and also this week today is Father's Day, at least here in the States. So if you celebrate Father's Day, you know, happy Father's Day, or happy Father's Day for you and your father. Jimmy's worked two jobs. You know, I did a Relay for Life thing yesterday, so I'm sort of physically exhausted. So we're going to try something new, and that is, you know, maybe on off weeks, if we can't do a show, I'll just hop on, do some news, and cut away. That way we can still keep the show going every week. if you have an email request or anything, you have a news bit, or you want to complain about me or Jimmy or whatever, goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. That's goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. So let's go over some news. You know, we'll probably talk about this next week, or the next show, I should say. Jimmy did see the Fantastic Four movie. He thought it was just as good as the first one. He said it's not a great movie, but he said it is rather good, which, you know, I thought the first one was pure horse manure. So, you know, we'll see. I'm going to watch the movie probably today with my father. Big comic book fan he is, so... other news, actually pretty much all the news is what the show is today. Veteran actress Cloris Leachman apparently has challenged Mel Brooks to a fist fight, a round of fisticuffs, for a stage role in the new Young Frankenstein movie. The reasoning behind this is that apparently Mel Brooks told her, is like, listen, you did a really good job, you know, doing the audition, but... I'm sorry, you're 81 years old, and we're a little afraid that you're going to, like, you know, die of exasperation. For those who don't know, she was in the original Young Frankenstein movie, and, yeah, so that's going to be really interesting. She said Cloris challenges Mel, or her spokesman said, Cloris challenges Mel to a 3 rounds in the ring, and we'll see who's left standing. If she wins... then she should deserve to be in the musical. Now, it's fair to say Mel Brooks is 80 years old, too. I don't think either of them would last that long. Apparently, the movie Little Miss Sunshine, despite Crash, should have been the one to do this first, prompted the heads of the Academy Awards to change the rules so that all legitimate producers of a film can be nominated. Oscar rules stipulate only 3 producers can be credited for a film, and they must be full-time producers. So apparently, 2 of the Little Miss Sunshine's 5... producing moguls were overlooked as a part of the movie's nomination, and same thing happened on Crash, I think a year or two ago. So, you know, that's sort of said that Little Miss Sunshine was the film to do it, but eh, what can you do? Apparently, for those who did not know yet, Isaiah Washington has been let go. I sort of stipulated early on that I heard rumors that this whole thing was just a sham, that Isaiah Washington was going to be fired from Grey's Anatomy, and apparently that has come to pass. He has been fired from Grey's Anatomy. he received a call from Sondra Rhimes, the producer, revealing that he would not be coming back. His contract was not renewed. And apparently, he released a statement with his agent saying, "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore." And he says, "I'm saddened by the outcome. I did everything that the producers and network asked me to. I came back under great duress and stress and thought I was doing the job I was hired to do. I even went above what they asked me to do, like doing the PSA. But Sondra Rhimes called me on Thursday of last week and told me that I would not be returning on the show, just like she personally called me and invited me to the show in the beginning." So it sort of comes full circle. I don't really watch Grey's Anatomy. I know Jimmy does, so Jimmy, I don't think, was very fond of that news bit. But for those who are fans of Dawson's Creek, which, again, Jimmy, he's a fan of Dawson's Creek, actor Joshua Jackson, I believe, who played Pacey on the show, has reportedly been some of Hollywood's biggest names to get the lead role in Fletch Wan. For those who didn't know, Fletch Wan was originated by Chevy Chase in 1985's film Fletch, and then in the follow-up Fletch Lives, I think, which is in like 89, 90. And Kevin Smith was originally at one point supposed to direct the film and had Zach Braff or Jason Lee as the star, but it didn't work out. So, but Zach Braff's good friend and co-creator on the show Scrubs, Bill Lawrence, is actually supposedly writing and directing the film, so we'll see how that goes. More TV news. Four members of the cast of Boston Legal have been completely cut out. They've been fired. Julie Bowen, Mark Valley, Renee Abajuan, and Constance Zimmer. Renee, you might remember him from playing Odo in Deep Space Nine. He's a very good character actor, been in tons of things. Some 80s cheese films might remember him being in Police Academy 5. Julie Bowen, she's also she's the ex-wife of Jack in Lost. She was also in, Happy Gilmore. So apparently John Larroquette and Tara Summers are the people that are coming back to, come back into the show. So that's a little interesting. Bob Barker apparently has regrets about retiring, and I was just talking to Jimmy on Instant Messenger about this, and we both agree it's not right. After they threw that big, send-off, that Bob Barker told CBS, "If you want me to do it for a few more months, I would." And apparently they're thinking about letting him come back despite doing his final show, only as because they have not found a new host yet. And when this fall is supposed to come back, the show is supposed to come back in fall, if they don't have a new host yet, Barker might be returning. So that's interesting. Apparently Stan Lee has... Stan Lee, for those out there who don't know, if you're listening to the show, you don't know who Bob Barker is. If you're a geek, then it's for shame. He created Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, The X-Men, The Silver Surfer, and all these other great superheroes for Marvel Comics. And apparently, he's associating himself with Disney, Walt Disney Studios, so he can start tearing into, different TV show ideas and movie ideas. So this should rather proved to be interesting. That's really all the news we have today. Again, we're just going to keep it short, sweet, under 10 minutes probably. We'll probably start doing these, in between shows when they lapse, or if we feel like we're going to have to miss a show for whatever, time restraints, whatever. Just to give you a heads up, though, we're still going to talk about, the changing landscape of television when we do our next episode. If you have a comment on that, write us goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. Jimmy says he's going to try to rush in the last few episodes of Studio 60 that they've been airing. Also, he mentioned something about On the Lot, which is the new Steven Spielberg produced show, kind of like Project Greenlight. I'll be honest, I've not watched it because I think it's sort of a ripoff of Project Greenlight. But we'll probably also talk about the Fantastic Four. And I know for sure that he's seen Ocean's 13. I've seen Ocean's 13. And we'll talk about that as well. And you know what? I've held off talking about the Sopranos finale. We'll probably talk about that next week, too. So, or next week, next show, what have you. Hopefully, we'll have it done next week. If not, though, just stay tuned to the feed. We'll probably do another news update if we don't do a show next week. And thanks for listening. You guys have a great Father's Day. Bye.
Get out of here with that! Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, Jeepers! Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.